Tyrion broke off a nibble of the cheese. It was sharp indeed and veined with wine. Very choice. Whoever the king names will not have an easy time stepping into your armor, I can tell. Lord Mormont faces the same problem. Lord Janos looked puzzled.
I thought she was a lady, Mormont. Beds down with bears, that's the one.
It was her brother I was speaking of, Jean Mormont, the Lord Commander of the Night's Watch. When I was visiting with him on the wall, he mentioned how concerned he was about finding a good man to take his place. The Watch gets so few good men these days, Tyrion grinned. He'd sleep easy if he had a man like you, I'd imagine, or the valiant Alar Deem. Lord Janos roared.
Small chance of that.
Outside, the sun had set. The light within the dome was the blue of dusk, and all the diamonds on the floor were dying. The prince sat in his high seat beneath the Martell spear, his face pale with pain. After a long silence, he turned to Arya Hota. Captain, he said, how loyal are my guards?
Loyal.
The captain did not know what else to say. All of them? Or some?
They are good men. Good Dornish men. They will do as I command.
He thumped his long axe on the floor.
I will bring the head of any man who would betray you.
I want no heads. I want obedience.
You have it.
Serve, obey, protect. Simple vows for a simple man.
How many men are needed?
You can read writing, he said to her wonderingly, as if she said she could walk on water.
She nodded.
We'll be safe once we reach Riverrun. We will? Why?
Because Riverrun is my grandfather's castle and my brother Rob will be there, she wanted to say. She bit her lip and rolled up the map.
We just will, but only if we get there.
She was the first one back in the saddle. It made her feel bad to hide the truth from Hot Pie, but she did not trust him with her secret. Gendry knew, but that was different. Gendry had his own secret, though even he didn't seem to know what that was.